Scent is invisible, intangible, often uncontrollable.
We're standing here in front of what we call scent squares. And in fact, people should visualize that as a picture frame without any picture, only the vacuum inside. And the frame is hollow inside.
The tips of four small tubes can be seen inside the bottom of the frame, which is mounted on a wooden stand. When I press on the top of the stand, Christoph Laudermiel's scent sculpture, called Gone with the Wind, is released into the air. He instructs me to sniff and look through the scent square at a nearby work by digital artist Jakob Kupfer. Colors and shapes shift and morph while I inhale the floral, almost vegetal aroma.
And for me, I see this as an airy filter. So, you put your nose, you press the switch, so you should try, and then the brain is going to interpret the picture in a very different way.
Laudermiel, a perfumer with 20 years in the industry, recently showed his works at Mianke Gallery in Berlin. He has spent most of his career creating hits in a bottle for companies like Ralph Lauren and Burberry. But these days, he spends most of his time on ambient perfumery for hotels and stores, but he's also always looking for ways to educate others about his art.
It's kindergarten, what people know. Usually at elementary school, you start playing the flute or, you do some drawing, so you know what it takes to paint, for instance, or to cook a crepe or a pancake. People have no idea what's inside the scent, how to create it, then how to appreciate different things, incense. So there is a whole thing about education.
But legitimizing scent art to the level of painting or photography also means putting a price on it. And in some cases, a lid. Laudermiel developed what he calls scent paraboles, inspired by the Japanese tea ceremony. They come with one of five special evocative fragrances inside. The scent paraboles are a limited edition, and each one costs 1,200 euros.
They look like big soup bowls. For you guys on the radio, imagine big soup bowls with this beautiful lid on top. And at the bottom of the bowl, on those little beads, we drop one or two drops of scent. You wait for 1, 2, 3 hours, and then the scent migrates in the lid, and you smell the lid.
Changing perspectives on perfumery is also the impetus for a different sensory experiment at Berlin's Soho House. The series, Le Cinéma Olfactif, pairs art house film with visionary fragrances. It's the concept of Kaya Sorrento, a creative director who has worked with big names like artist David Lynch and Art Basel. But he is best known for the perfume line Sixth Sense, which merges fashion and fragrance. This collaboration with independent perfumer Mark Buxton is something different, he says, tapping a fragrance bottle on the table for emphasis.
The process is really the product. An experience should drive this final thing. So I'm hoping that through this experience, people will be able to connect with the film in a different way, see different things.
To start the project, Sorrento gave Buxton free rein to create a scent track inspired by Michel Gondry's slightly surreal film adaptation of a novel by Boris Vian that's called L'Écume de Jour in French and Mood Indigo in English. A diffuser releases the perfumes into the cinema on cue. In the story, the protagonist's beloved wife becomes ill with a water lily in her lung. Her treatment requires that she be surrounded by, and even covered with, piles of fresh blossoms.
So I had a lily with a freesia, because it's also a white flower, and I thought it could fit and needed some light in the fragrance. The top note at the beginning, like a bit gay, dazzling, so I put like red pepper and chamomile.
About 17 minutes into the film, the couple's romance develops and they dance together for the first time. As a flowery canopy opens on screen, Buxton's Mood Indigo fragrance seems to bloom along with it in the theater. The jazz-tinged vibe of the film resonated with Mark Buxton, a music lover who named several scents in his signature perfume line after iconic songs. As the story takes a somber turn, so does its scented soundtrack.
For me, jazz is smoky, it's incense, it's a bit mystical, it's dark, and the film becomes very dark at the end.
Cinematic connections were timely for Buxton, who recently made a promotional scent for Wes Anderson's film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. He says there's clearly something in the air.
I think especially that Kai has on something here. It hasn't really been done before. We've had some tries, you know, when you had like a little kit in front of you, and then when there were certain scenes in the film and you had to rub on something, then you could smell like it. Now it smells bread because we have bread in the film, you know. So, but this is like giving the global picture of the movie.
This new sensation, it seems, will be sticking around for a while. Le Cinéma Olfactif resumes in June in Soho Houses in Berlin and London, and will travel to Art Basel Miami later this year. And there's a bit of news from Bianchi Gallery. One of Christoph Laudermiel's Sint Paraboles caught the eye of a Swiss collector.
So it's so great. So we sold the first piece for Christoph Laudermiel.
Bianchi owner Andreas Herrmann has committed to exhibiting work from Christoph Laudermiel at all upcoming exhibitions, along with a solo show next year. Fragrances for both projects are as of yet untitled, but should probably include the sweet smell of success. Susan Stone for DW in Berlin.